Hey, Steve Dale, what's going on with you, my man?
You know, if someone wants to play a disc jockey in a movie, what they should do,
what do they
should
do?
If they believe in reality acting, just come and watch you for a couple days.
Well, not now. I mean, I don't play tunes and jump around and, well, okay, maybe I do. So, Steve.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations, AVMA Excellence in Media Award. Tell the folks, if they don't know, what you have been deservedly awarded.
You know, it's
come on.
It's crazy.
Come on.
It's crazy.
You can do it. You can do it.
You know, when the proverbial shoe is on the other foot, you are. You're the same. You know, so last year in December, based on a request by an alderman, all 50 aldermen, and Mayor Lori Lightfoot said one day it was Steve Dale Day in Chicago. And I thought, that's, you know, amazing. How can you top that? And the idea is everything I've done for animal welfare over the decades now.
Yes, yeah.
So, and that's very nice, and I appreciate more than I can even put into words. But when the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Jeez.
I mean, this is the AVMA.
I get it.
It's, and they come to me and they say, we want to give you the first ever communications award. I asked them if they had the right number. And that is in of itself incredible.
Well, you know, I got to say, Steve, I don't know anybody else. I mean, I haven't taken a survey or anything, but I don't even know. No other name comes to my mind about anyone who spends as much time and effort and broadcasts on the radio and other places about animal welfare than you do. I mean, nobody.
You know, thank you, but there are lots of people all over the country, and it's not only broadcasting, it's writing books.
Well, I understand.
And it's all these other things that people do, and frankly, I believe people that clean the litter boxes every day at cat shelters and take dogs for walks, the volunteers, and it's essentially the volunteers that keep shelters and rescues alive are far more worthy of anything that I am ever worthy of. But in any case, they told me that not only am I getting this award, they're naming it for me.
Holy cow! I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It is, isn't it?
Congratulations.
You know, well, thank you. The AVMA has done that only once before in their history, and I said to the person who called me, I said, look what happened to that person. That person died. So
wait a minute, Steve. We're all gonna take dirt naps eventually. That's not
But I don't have any plans in my outlook for this. It's not in my calendar.
That's why you'll be able to sustain this for decades to come. And for decades to come, every year, this award bearing your name, will be given to another recipient.
I feel sorry for those recipients. What have you received an award that said the Larry Lujack Award or something, you know? I mean, what if you received an award that said, I'm never going to be able to get out of this, that said the Larry Lujack Award on the award, you know? I mean, I feel badly for these people getting an award next year, whoever gets it, with my name on it,
It'll have their name on it, too.
I suppose.
Of course it will.
I suppose.
Yeah, that's all we're going to do is hand out an award that says Steve Dale's name on it from now until the end of time. I'm sure there will be, you know, like the Lombardi Trophy, I think. Isn't that still what they call the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the team that wins the Super Bowl has their name on the Lombardi Trophy, even though it's named after Vince Lombardi.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose. But it is like, and I said in my acceptance that, I mean, you've received lots of honors, and I have too, for what I do. But this one, I could never even think. I couldn't have even conceived of this happening in the first place, and I could not ever think that I could ever top this. I mean, you know, I mean, this is incredible, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I'm worthy of all this. But.
Well, even if you aren't, I think
they chose me.
No, absolutely. And it wasn't your decision. It was theirs. So
Yeah,
that's the way it is. And you're on WGN. So that's a great feather in our cap.
Well, or the other way around. I mean, I don't know that I would have been able to do all that I've been able to do if it wasn't for having WGN as a platform and other platforms.
That's true, too. Yeah. Hold on. Got to take a break. More with Steve coming back, 720 WGN. Paul Lynn cracks me up every single time. 720 WGN, 20 minutes after 7. Oh, 720 on 720, you know, time to play the lottery or something. We're talking to Steve Dale. Hey, Steve, I know there's a lot of things we can touch on, but I'd like to, in the time remaining, we'll get to everything that we possibly can, but I want to make sure that we touch on getting homes for animals who need them. I have from you this story that 100 beagles are on their way to the Anderson Humane Society, I take it?
Yeah.
And you also have large dogs seeking forever homes in Chicago. So let's talk about those, first of all.
Absolutely. So it is an enormous number of beagles that and I'm glad the U.S. government did this. They said, you know, enough is enough. So backing up a step, let me explain. There's a laboratory that in Virginia had 4,000 beagles. And 4,000. And the U.S., they were breeding them for medical experimentation. It's sad that we do any of that still, in my opinion. But nevertheless, we do, and they were. And these beagles, Department of Agriculture, at one point in time, very recently, would come in and say, you know what, it's substandard, but we'll give you three strikes and you're out kind of thing. Or we'll give you a pass and look the other way. Well, things have gotten tighter. The U.S. government, Congress has said the U.S. Department of Agriculture can no longer give those free passes. So they came in and they inspected and the place was awful. And they said, you know what, we've got to do something with these beagles. The Humane Society of the United States and PETA and others said, we will take 4,000 beagles, all ages, all conditions, some of them pregnant, and we'll find homes for them. Now, that seems like an impossible task. But Americans step up, and 300 of these animals plus have come to Anderson Humane out in the northwest suburbs. They have several locations. And believe it or not, I mean, I was concerned. I had them on my show. I thought, oh, my gosh, how are they going to adopt two responsible families, all of these animals? And they're on their way to do that, actually, so which is quite incredible. You know, at the onset of the pandemic, we didn't know what was going to happen. And we didn't know whether employees and volunteers could even go into shelters to feed the animals, to take them for walks, to scoop the litter boxes, and mostly to feed them in the first place, right? So the shelters cried all over the country, said, help. Well, we had a record number of adoptions, and the shelters were cleared in like less than 2 weeks all over the country. So people in America step up for animals, and that's happening on a local level. And if there are still any available or things didn't work out for some of those beagles, contact Anderson Humane if you're interested. But they have other dogs, too. And at Anderson Humane and all over the country, including all over the city of Chicago, we are doing a far better job of adopting small dogs. That's what generally people want. That leaves the big dogs languishing in shelters. And because of what I just described, it seemed that everyone who wanted a dog got a dog in 2020 and into 2021. Well, the result is, great, they have a dog. The problem is now there are dogs, lots of them, in shelters all over Chicago, including Chicago Animal Care and Control, at the top of that list. So if the spirit moves you to foster or better yet, be a forever home for a dog, now is a great time to do it because the shelters are generally filled.
And when you say a large dog, we're talking about dogs that are over 40 pounds. Is that what the qualification, the cutoff line is?
About, but yeah. You know, in reality, what we're talking about are dogs that look like pit bulls. A dog that in reality is a mixed breed dog. I mean, you do the genetic testing, they are almost always mixed breed dogs. But they look like they have this blocky head, and they have a conformation, a certain look that we call, anyone would call, you'd look at that dog and say, that's a pit bull. It's really not. It's a mixed breed dog, as I said. But those are the dogs that, by and large, we're talking about, that it's supply and demand. I mean, there are, for a variety of reasons, far more a supply of those dogs than demand. And by the way, there have been stories in the popular press, not real recently, but fairly recently, that have said, ah, you know, those people getting those pandemic pets, they adopted, now they're returning those animals as they go back to work or get bored with them. That's not happening. What's happening is a combination of two factors. On one end, people aren't adopting as much as I described because they already adopted and they don't want to adopt more, and I get that. And on the other side, it's whenever the economy, if you want an economic prediction as to what's going to happen with the U.S. economy, forget about those expert economists. Ask an animal shelter director. They'll tell you, because when the pets begin to come in huge numbers all at once, it might mean, and often does mean, something is about to happen and is happening at a very ground level with the economy in America. And historically, that's really been the case. So it is a socioeconomic factor greatly, and housing is number one in the issue here. Sadly, in many parts of Chicago, it is hard to find housing that allows a dog, particularly a larger dog. Hence, one of the reasons why larger dogs land in animal shelters. There are other reasons for sure as well.
Well, as someone, well, first of all, I totally agree that these dogs, if you did a DNA test, they're a mixed breed. Yet there are certain physical aspects of these dogs, some of them at any rate, that bring to mind the pit bull. Then when you get to the, if you've gotten your mind there to pit bull, then you're off into all sorts of different kinds of thoughts that really are not based in reality. I took in a pit bull that was rescued by the Chicago Police Department from the housing projects, and it was the sweetest, loveliest dog.
I know, John, and that's the thing about dogs. They touch us in a way that is hard to define, right? And there will always be a place in your heart for
that dog. I didn't see that coming. I can tell you that. No, she was a great dog, just super. Couldn't be friendlier.
We just had a glimpse of what John Landecker, not John Landecker the performer, John Landecker the human being truly is. And, you know, dogs do that. And a dog doesn't care whether you're John Landecker, whether you're Oprah Winfrey, or whether whether you're a person living on the street. And
right.
In fact, the homeless have dogs too. A study was just done to demonstrate those dogs are generally more well socialized than your average suburban dog who may live in a wealthy suburb. You know, they care for their people just as much, and they don't care that person has no money. Dogs are. I've had the opportunity to speak with Dr. Jane Goodall more than once, and she told me, and I'm paraphrasing at the moment, that dogs are the most amazing creatures on the planet.
Well, you won't get any argument from me, I'll tell you that. Unfortunately, I knew this was going to happen at the beginning.
I know.
I'm as of the tessens, as they say, and we got to go.
What do they say?
Steve, thanks for being with us. Always great to talk to you. Look forward to talking to you again, and maybe we can pick up on some of the topics that we weren't able to get to in the time allotted. And once again, congratulations on that great award. Really?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Steve Dale, everyone.